We're up to Simin Kuf Pei Hei. We'll be doing the first four sifim. Birkas Hamazon Nemra B'chol Loshon. Benching can be said in any language. We learn that out of there's a limud from Uvei Rachta B'chol Loshon Shata Mavarech. The rule is you've got to understand the language you're saying if it's not Loshon Kodesh. The Bach nevertheless says that the mitzvah min amuvcher is to use the Loshon, that the Loshon, the Matbe of Chazal, which is Loshon Kodesh. The Mishtaburi here brings the words of the Chinuch, that someone who is Zori Berbirkas Hamazon, Mizonosov Mitsuyim Kol Yimei Chayov Bekovid. Someone who is careful in benching, his parnasa will always be found, meaning he will never find himself in financial difficulties for his entire life with dignity. Lechatchila, one should bench looking inside the Siddur, inside a Sefer. The Sefer Chassidim brings a story of somebody that was Nifter, and then he came back in a dream to a relative, and he said that every day they're judging him for the fact that he wasn't careful when he benched. Siv Beis, Tzarech Sheyashmia La'oznav Mashemotzi B'Sfasav, you're supposed to hear what you said. It means that you're supposed to say it loud enough for you to be able to hear it. Vim Lohishmia La'oznav Yotza, B'Dieved, if you didn't hear it, you're Yotza, B'Van Sheyotzi M'Sfasav, as long as you actually said it. But if you only thought it, you're not Yotze. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Poskim say that if it's because a person was ill, there was some kind of onus, in which case he couldn't have said it, then he's Yotze even though he didn't say it. The Mishnah Berurah though says that he wasn't really Yotze, because we Poskim hear Lav Kedibur Dami. Thinking is not the same as actually saying it. And therefore, in the case where someone had no choice, he lost his voice or whatever, and he just couldn't say it. The Mishnah Berurah holds that if he did his best, all right, so we're loss of level, they're not going to have any claims against him. But should he then get his voice back, and it's within the shear of Kedei Ikol Hamazon, if it's within the shear that the food has not yet been digested that we've learned, then the halacha is he should bench again out loud. Siv Gimel. Yesh mi sha'omer debalabayis imbono v'ishto tzorech levorech b'kol ram kedei sheyetzu b'rechoso. There are those that say that a balabayis with his children and his wife should bench out loud in order to be motzi them. This is talking about where they can bench on their own. So he's got to bench, he's got to be motzi them, he's got to be motzi them. The question is, why yesh misha omer? Like, what is this big, what is the big chiddush over here? So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham that the chiddush is that in Lashon Kodesh you can be motzi even people that don't understand, which later the Shulchan Aruch doesn't especially hold of that shita. But the Vayesh Misha Omer here is saying, well, listen, if they don't know how to bench, at least be motzi them by saying it for them and let them listen. There are those who say that you should always bench out loud. This way it's more the kavana, and the odds of you forgetting would say in Yalav Yavo on the appropriate days are a lot slimmer since you said it out loud. Siv Dalid. Afilu nishtaker kol kach ad sheini yochol ledaber koroi yochol levorech birkas hamazon. Even if one is so drunk that they cannot speak properly, they are allowed to bench. Why is that? So there's a Yerushalmi. It says, v'chalta v'savoto uverachta. The Yerushalmi is medayik. Sviya means that you ate well. And a person who ate well and drank well may very well not be so cohesive and not so clear. And nevertheless, it says, uverachta. So from there we learn out that even someone who is drunk to the point that he's not speaking all that well can still bench. The details as to how drunk one can be and still bench, we're going to see in Sifhei.